We've lost a great Australian entertainer, musician, composer today in the founder of band Mental as Anything, Andrew Greedy Smith. He died of a heart attack at just 63 in his car in Sydney, was due to play a gig with the band in Melbourne tomorrow. I spoke with rock journalist Glenn A. Baker about the impact on Australian music of Greedy Smith. Glenn A. Baker, it was very sad to hear of the passing of the founder of Mental as Anything, Andrew Greedy Smith.
Pretty devastating, to be honest. It was not something that, well, you never expect any news like this, but the fact is that less than a month ago, I inducted Greedy into the Australian Songwriters Hall of Fame. In a packed room, he was in robust good health. He was genial. He was, in fact, there were, you know, the entire room emitted these great warmth to him. It's just really hard to just adjust that memory to the news this morning that he has passed on, because I came to realize that night that there are few rock stars in Australia that command the affection that Greedy Smith did. I mean, there was something about Mental as Anything. All those songs made you feel great. They didn't bring you down. They celebrated being alive with a quirkiness and beautifully structured pop songs, but songs that in fact, you know, just had a joy about them. And we came to feel that we knew Greedy. We came to feel that we knew him, and we knew Martin, and we knew the other guys in the band. And there was something, as they would sing in their global hit, "Live It Up." I mean, and there was a sense of "live it up" in what Greedy did, and there was no, I don't think anybody ever saw him when he wasn't incredibly cheerful and happy, and
he was a real extrovert, wasn't he? Even if he didn't know you, he'd come to you and talk to you.
Yes, yeah, that's the way to. But you know, but it was never oppressive. It was always a joyful thing. He was like "Hail fellow, well met," as they say in the classics. There was something about him and that cheerfulness, and you always felt that you were in. Even people who didn't know him felt that they were in good company with him. And I was reminded by someone, a friend who just reminded me that he used to drink mostly tea. That he had lost a lot of weight. I mean, he wasn't, notwithstanding his name, Greedy Smith, I mean, he was in fact, you know, fairly trim. From when I was rung this morning, I found it difficult to believe, and I'm still finding it difficult to believe. Coming on top of Stuart Fraser of Noiseworks and John Farnham's band and Martin Armiger of the Sports, and even our very own Clive James, you know.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm finding it sort of like these things do come in runs. At the moment, it is a run, and I really wish it had stopped. I really do.
Because I understand from some of the people at the station here at 2SER that we actually did play a lot of the music when they were first starting out as a pub band. And we've got the wonderful prints that I think were done by Reg Mombassa.
That's right. Well, yes, indeed. Look, see, they were the complete all-purpose, self-contained rock and roll band. They could actually, you know, they were artists, they were musicians, they were singers, they were songwriters, and they just appeared from art colleges and schools, and they just charmed us all. There was no question about it. But it's funny. Martin Plaza wrote "The Nips Are Getting Bigger" in a car chugging over the Harbour Bridge, he once said to me, and he said he wanted to get home quickly and write down the chords before he had forgotten them. He said there were only three anyway. He said, but those songs, from the moment we heard "The Nips Are Getting Bigger," we were charmed by them, and there was no question that they were in our lives. They're up there along with Jimmy Barnes, John Farnham, Sherbet, maybe in excess in a very select group of people that have had more than 25 hit singles in Australia. They used to come out like four of them a year, just always these polished, funny, entertaining, witty, charming songs that would just, you know, make our radio listening truly worthwhile. We just kept hearing him. If you leave me, can I come too? Yeah, and yeah, live it up. And
that kind of encapsulates Greedy Smith in some ways, because he had a very quirky sense of humour, didn't he?
Oh, he and Martin together, what songwriters. Yes. What songwriters they were. You know, the thing is that Martin has not been in great health, and he hasn't been touring with the band for a few years. And I suppose that when I heard, oh, there's been a tragedy as mental as anything, I was thinking, gee, is it Martin? But no, look, Greedy, like I said, not something that could not have been expected, truly could not.
But at least, Glen A. Baker, we've got the music, haven't we?
Oh, we do have. There's so much we can play. Go back and play the Fundamental as Anything album. Go back and play, you know, also like the Greatest Hits album, because theirs was an album that truly was Greatest Hits. Every track on it was a Greatest Hit. There's no question about it.
Glen A. Baker recalling the great music there of Greedy Smith and the Mentals.